哈利路亚，感谢赞美主，今天真是一个美好的一天。哦，当早上我从我的房屋出来的时候，我看到那个湖上面有那个烟雾，这就是人间仙境，我们就看见耶稣了。哦，这个地方是耶稣的地方，然后我们有美好的交通，出来了，太阳出来了，我们又看到，哦，我们的主这么的爱我们，给我们美好的天气，那个湖水就变成蓝色了，哇，真的美得无得比，这是美好的早晨，一早晨就让我们处处看见耶稣。处处看见我们的主，其实我们的主就在大自然中显现，只是我们的眼目有没有转向他，只是我们有没有看见他，在我们的周围这么容易的看见他。所以我们今天早上，我们就把我们的眼目注视耶稣。哦，每一件事都让我们看见他，那我们就感觉越来越美好，生活越来越美好，生命越来越喜乐。这个就是我们能因为遇见耶稣的缘故。让我们这个时候我们来祷告，来感谢他。哦，带着啊今天感恩的心，感谢主给我们这个美好的一天，我们的眼目就要单单的转向他。当我们的眼目一转向他，我们就不看见自己了，我们就没有自己了。哦，哈利路亚，亲爱的耶稣，谢谢你，你在我们的里面，你也在我们的周围，你就用你的灵充满我们，你就是让我们单单的要享受你自己，你自己的一切。主啊，今天早上我们的眼目要转向你，我们要仰望你，我们要单单的注视你。哦，我们的心深深被你的荣耀吸引，我们只想赞美你，只想转向你。我们要对你说，我们爱你，我们要来亲近你，我们感谢你。我们要把现在我们要唱着诗歌，主啊，我们就把我们的心献上。主啊，我们谢谢你，圣灵啊，来带领我们，带领我们，带领我们进入你的同在，带领我们进入你的荣耀。哦，带领我们进入与你面对面。我们感谢你，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。我们来唱当转眼仰望耶稣。不见一人，只见耶稣。
只有仰望。 停在那可爱。
赞美他，来高举他，来要他。
荣耀救主，今天早晨我们在这里要看见你的荣耀，看见你的威荣在当中。主，你把你的灵降下来，浇灌在我们的身上。
阿门。
放手来赞美你，称颂你，谢谢你。
我们渴慕你的荣面，
哈利路亚，是的主，
我们要看见你的荣面，
阿门，
欢喜快乐，
阿门，
爱你，真
的爱你，阿门，
是我们唯一所求，唯一所爱，
阿门。
Yes, Lord, we want to see you. We want to see your face.
Amen.
So you are here dwelling in our hearts to see you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. 是全万人
好不好？这个时候我们回应，回应主的呼召，说主啊，求你夺我心，主啊，求你夺取我这个人，按着圣灵带领，你开声的呼求，开声的求告，开声的祷告，求主夺我们的心，求主夺取我们这个人。
你是我的唯一，
Amen.
You're my only one.
Amen. 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 说我是属于我主的，
阿们，
这些偶像跟我还有什么相干？
是的，
去吧，
是的，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
耶稣也属于我，
阿们，
这就够了，够了，
阿们，
哈利路亚，赞美主。
耶稣，今天早上众童女都要来爱你，
阿们。
主呀，你夺了我的心，也要得了我的人，也要得了我的魂。
Amen.
是的，主，我们真是把自己全然献上，把我们活祭，主用你自己，用你自己来烧在祭坛上，你的火来焚烧我们。
Amen.
该被众偶像，
哎，
放座前投下所有的冠冕。
Amen.
换人为你加冠。
阿们。
是的，只有他自己，只有他自己，只有耶稣，只有耶稣，只有耶稣。主啊，帮助我们，帮助我们，不要其他的。哦，我们要你，我们单单的要你。今天你要摔碎我们，摔碎我们所有的偶像，你要彰显你自己，你要把自己给我们，你自己，你自己。哦，哈利路亚，让我们来唱这首诗歌，他自己。这就是我们的祷告，
说与，轻轻做支配。 牵不住的头纹，经不断赞美，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，牵我履历有主，今则主有我，前世我的事业，今为主工作，监狱的日成长，今求主欢喜，前不过半的酒，今被酒到底，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，前些目的照主，今次主属我，前我等将熄灭，今则光上升，前所望的事实，今等候被弃，我所有的一切都在主自己，
永远
永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切。
我们再唱第三到第五，
前世忙于打算，今则好祈求，前世玄阶过滤，今则主担忧，前虽我只说语，今天主自陪，前不足的头问，今不断赞美，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，
牵我
牵我与你永驻，今则主用我，前世我的事业，今为主工作，监狱的人称赞，今求主欢喜，前不过半的酒，今被酒到底，
永远
永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，前线不得照主，今次主属我，前我等将熄灭，今则光明传，前所望的事实，今等候被弃，我所有的一切都在主自己，
永远
永远举起耶稣，
我们一起来高举耶稣，
主不歇，一切在于基督，主是我一切，
再次永远
永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇，
主，哈利路亚！哦，主啊，主啊，我们感谢你，我们真是蒙恩的罪人。以前我们在世界当中，我们凡事都是为自己，
我们为自己求这个求那个。哦，主啊，我们从来没有来寻求你的自己，但是今天主，我们求你真的是要来调转我们的眼目。哦，主，让我们回转回转，也好像昨天林牧师所教导的那个浪子。哦，主啊，我们在这个世界上，哦，在那里迷失了，我们沉沦在那里，但是我们知道有一位爱我们的父在那里一直等待着我们。哦，哈利路亚，主啊，我们说我们要回转，我们要回转，我们要回到你的里面。主啊，因为你是我们的一切，一切也在你的里面。哈利路亚，主啊，我们还有什么所求的呢？我们就是要来寻找你。哦，主啊，我们这一生的目的就是要来寻得见你自己，让你成为我们的主，成为我们的神，让我们一生来跟随你。赞美主，谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't music wonderful?
这诗歌多么的美好。
Hallelujah. I love music.
我非常喜爱这些诗歌。
It's wonderful to praise the Lord with a song.
用诗歌赞美神是非常美好的。
That's what David said, sing unto the Lord a song.
所以大卫说要向神唱新诗。
We're very grateful to have Wei Chen with us from Taiwan.
我们非常的感恩，我们有台湾来的慧婵姐跟我们在一起。
Wei Chen, stand up. I told Pastor Chow once, we traveled together all over Asia. One time we went to Australia, Wei Chen and I went together.
我曾经有一次跟周牧师说，当时我们去澳大利亚一起服侍，慧婵姐妹也跟我们在一起。
I admired her beautiful red Chinese coat.
我非常的羡慕她有一个漂亮的红色的夹克。
Next thing she gave it to me.
然后她马上就送给了我。
I wore it last night.
昨天晚上我就穿了那件衣服。
It's getting a little big for me. I need to give it back to you.
现在有点大了，所以我要还给你。
But I told Pastor Chow, if you have Wei Chen sing, I'll teach anywhere in the world. Or play.
我跟周牧师说，如果只要你有慧婵姐在那里弹琴，我可以在任何地方来讲道。
I think I told him that in Hong Kong or one of those countries. If she sings before that I speak,The presence of the Lord comes.
我想我那是在香港的时候说的，只要在会前，慧婵姐能够弹琴，神的同在就降临。
But I don't have that any opportunity anymore, so God gave me another Alice.
但现在不太容易，没有机会，但是神赐给了我另外一位姐妹，圣秋姐妹。
Alice, stand up.
请圣秋姐妹站起来。
And all many times on the Zoom,Alice, at the last minute, I give her a song and she sings.
很多次在线上聚会的时候，在最后一分钟我才告诉她唱一首诗歌，她就唱那首诗歌。我们也非常感恩有盈利姐妹跟我们在一起。
Thank you, Ingrid.
谢谢你。
Ingrid has the same gift.
盈利姐妹也有同样的恩赐。
To lead us into the presence of Jesus.
可以把我们带进耶稣的同在。
It's such a blessing to us.
对我们是何等的福气。
I want to tell you what a blessing the coordinators are to us.
我也想要讲一下我们的同工对我们是多么大的祝福。
You've heard Sister Mercy leading our morning prayer.
你们都听到芷翔姐妹带领我们早上的早祷。
And Sister Alice singing in every meeting.
圣秋姐妹在每一次的聚会里唱诗。
But I would like to ask Wei Chen come and give a testimony. Come, Wei Chen. Not Wei Chen. 小静。
那么我们现在请小静姐妹来给我们做见证。
Sorry, Jenny, I always call her Jenny, and I was trying to do right today and say 小静。
平常我叫她英文名字，今天我在练习她的中文名字小静。
感谢主啊，玛莎想啊叫我来见证一下这次营会，我们这个组织就是安排，但是我觉得确实应该感恩，因为这个营会这次组织很奇妙，因为正好赶上我们搬家，但是神在各个方面他都有预备，比如说在同工刚开始没有。他们自己报的，我们就忙着搬家也没想太多，但是同工就来了，就是一个一个就来了，所以到最后还多了。就是说很感恩在同工方面，然后呢接下来我们就是在房屋分配方面，神呢也给我预备一个同工，家珍姐妹是那位后边我们的家珍姐妹他大家可能没有特别见到他，也就是我们的家珍姐妹，他在很多事情上来帮忙啊，我们一起来做这个就是沟通来联络。然后我觉得很奇妙的时候呢，就是说当我们分房的时候，然后呢我跟家珍姐妹两个，当然我们在服事当中就是有一个信念，就是说我定义要遵行神的旨意，就是我不行自己的意思，我就是要也不看人，就看神让我怎么做，凭我的能力我所能够领受的我就去做，我们就去做，不是我哈，我跟家珍。然后奇妙我们在最后分房的时候大概一天就完成，我们两个我更奇妙叫我很吃惊的就是说，当我想到的时候他跟我想的一样就写下来，当他有想到的时候我没有说，他说出来的时候我也是一样啊，我就感觉神的灵就在其中，就是在服事当中经历他，若我们愿意遵行他的旨意，不是我们能做什么，是他来做。所以我们就这样就完成了我们的那个 room assignment， 就是分房。然后呢我也看到这个奇妙，奇妙在哪里呢？同工我们首先到达以后，我们先行同工到达以后，我们发现我们同工都住在 bow house，哇，大家就在一起，这地方也太好了哈！我们可以就感到那种亲密，我说还来，还想在一起，就是那一种亲密的感觉。原来人在 room 上，你看跟你在一起还是不一样，有那种亲密。我说，哎呀，我这么以前都没注意到。接下来呢，我就看到那个，因为我们这次弟兄呢哈，都是在 cottage， 就是那个小孩子那个就是那个住的地方，那个地方呢基本上是小孩子床，有两张大人床。那有一位弟兄呢，因为去年他算是比较年长，他就住在大人床，今年他住在小孩子床。我进去他说太好了，我这里有两张床，我说是有两张小孩子床。但是我们要看到他没有看到他从那个大床降到小孩子床，他看到他有两张床。其实但是就是说神开了我们的眼，当他安排的时候他也开那使用人的眼，所以当你们得到好的住房那是神给你们的。所以我就很感恩，我说他看见，因为我有一点抗事，因为人可以往高处走，从高往低走不太容易，他看到从高往低走，他看到两张床。我就说那一张床就够你使用，你装啥都行。anyway， 这就是神的恩典。接下来我又发现一个奇妙的事情，就是说我们昨天我们聚会居然我们有一个姐妹，他们是就是叫做就是单身姐妹，她们都在一个房间，居然她们都在一个房间，我相信这也是神的恩典，来让她们彼此鼓励安慰，然后快点找到另外一半，对不对？所以这又是看到神的恩典。然后呢然后我觉得就是神，你处处见到神的作为，当我们从我们开始工作，神就把那个恩典给我们，然后结果呢是属神的。如果你遇到哈不合适的，那你也找神， 因为那是神给你的功课，你要过去。但是我遇到一个姐妹说，我睡着了，我说你得胜了，因为这都是神，我们的心向着神的时候，他要保守我们，结果在他的手中。就像我觉得我们在服事当中经历神的一点，就是说我不注意结果是什么，因为神跟我们是说什么，他说那七四个门徒出去的时候，他回来高高兴兴跟耶稣说啊，鬼都服我们了。神说你要注意哈，不要因为鬼服你们高兴，你要为你的名记在天上。因此在我们服事当中，我们都在注意我的名有没有在天上，那就是我的心是不是跟耶稣在一起的。所以不注意，不注意，我也不注意我的能力如何，因为他在保守，我相信他，好和坏都属于他。所以我很感恩这一次我就是经历到神啊这么丰盛的恩典。所以他说，我说很轻松啊我老公我也说，哎呀，我说你今天第一次做这狂人，你怎么都好像没有什么事情做，他说好像也没什么事就是说神都是这样知道我们不会，他亲自带，亲自安排。所以但是在这里我也是很感谢我们啊，从前为我们十年的我们的 coordinator 将 brother 将为我们工作十年都是将来做的，我们来谢谢我们的将所以很感恩这十年都是他做的，所以看见神的恩典，那荣耀归给神。
Now we have a testimony for another coordinator, her husband, Brother Jeff.
我们现在有另外一个见证，就是慧杰弟兄小静的先生。
Brother John wasn't going to come and be with us at first, and Brother Jeff was willing to be our coordinator. And at the last minute, Brother John's with us.
本来约翰弟兄不能来迎会，所以慧杰弟兄就上来做那个总管。但是在最后一分钟，这样弟兄又可以来了。
He's a very, very thorough worker. Amen.
他非常尽心的工作。
真是很感恩。刚才小静已经分享一些事情了。那我呢，从我的角度来再来分享一点。我感觉到的话呢，这次的话呢，服事的话呢，是看到经历到。那位神是信实的，我们大家都知道，我们都不断在讲哦，神是信实，神是信实的，我们都知道。可是呢，这个经历呢，却是不一样的。当你经历到神的信实后，你才知道。所以神呢，给我们机会，给每个人机会。我想在座每个人都有，那神也给我这样机会。那今年的话，你就给我这样一个机会，让我经历到他的真的信实。哎，那么刚刚做这个联络人的时候的话呢，那最重要一个就是你要找到所有的主要的服事同工。那么主要同工的话呢，那么呢我们的head waitress 就是服事人员，哎，马上就有了，感谢主。然后又有了我们的housekeeping 就是清扫房间的人也有了。那么再下来的呢就是厨师还没有，哎，我们就祷告厨师，那些厨师还是没有出来，过了好像是很久吧，也有一段时间。哎，真是就没想到，就那天 Brother Paul 还是Sister Martha 也告诉哦，我们有厨师了，我们很高兴啊，真是一个年轻厨师。你们今天这次吃饭的时候，你们发现没有，他做的饭食都是很好的，至少是我感觉是非常好的，哎，而且他是个年轻人，还是一个。哎，所以很感恩这些事情，哎，然后我就说，我想今年如果我们这个服务人员够了就好了。那还有一个部分叫做维修啊、清理啊，叫做 groundsman， 我们在这里叫做，我就说没有就没有了。那 Brother Tom 就是汤姆弟兄就要辛苦了，他自己做吧。但是没想到快来的时候，我发现我们居然有四个 groundsman， 啊，其中有一个。叫很胖很高的 Tyvin 弟兄，他很早就来了，我还不知道，我说怎么没有他报名了，但是的话呢，就这一个，可能就这一个 ground 嘛，也许是，或者还要我还要把他放到厨房去，因为厨房还有我们的厨房的洗碗的洗碟的 弟兄也是需要的。那么呢 Brother John 的儿子 Timon 和他的朋友真是主动也来帮忙。哇，我就觉得真是就是看到呢，我们看到神是信实的，他在每一切是他的事工他就会预备。哎，这就是我们看到的。那么还有一点的话呢，在这里的话我也能够学到，就是我们做其实神是爱我们才让我们跟他一起服侍。我看到有一今天早上我看有个经文在我的脑海当中，就是约翰福音路加福音，对不起啊，路加福音十七章，我看他念错了，路加福音十七章十节，这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应该我们应做的份，我们应做的。嗯，就是我们真是在服侍当中的话呢，我们就是有这样的一个心态，哎，那么呢，我们就是为主做，而且的话呢，我想这是神所给我们的这个服侍的机会，我们本来就是属于他的嘛，所以说的话呢，我们知道我们的位置是什么，哎，我们知道是我们是该做什么的，哎，那么神用我们就用我们，不用我们就不用我们。都可以啊，我们就有这样的一个心态，就是啊，那么呢，我也很高兴，所以这次服侍说，哎，哪有需要我就哪儿去，叫做什么呢？就是就是打杂的，或者说是哎，哪儿需要我就去哪儿就好了啊。今天这次的话呢，我就是这样的一个心态来服侍神，所以很高兴。下午有时候也有机会去打球了，也有机会去散步了啊。感谢主，让我们在这里享受。同时，我也想到有一点，对，原来我在做客人的时候的话呢，我也做过，来过很多次做客人，看到呢，好像做客人坐着很舒适。可是这一次的话我就发现呢，原来我们坐很舒适的坐这里的时候，一定背后有很多人在服侍我们。哎，我们从我们的吃，从我们的住，从我们的安排等等，这一切都是有人在服侍我们。所以我就很感恩，当我们在做客人的时候我们也很感恩，因为神差遣他的仆人来服侍我们也是。谢谢主，感恩。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Sister Ruth, maybe you come and pray for the meeting.
请郭牧师为机会祷告。
哦，哈利路亚！主耶稣，我们感谢你，你已经在我们当中，你已经在我们当中彰显你的荣耀。哦，主啊，你告诉我们，你是人中的第一人。主啊，我们深深的爱上你。主啊，还有这么多美好的见证，让我们看到你是何等信实，你是何等爱我们。哦，主耶稣，当我们还没有来之前，你就在为我们预备，你就兴起人来，你就感动人。哦，主啊，你也把爱放在他们的心中，当他们在服侍我们的时候，其实是你在服侍我们，当他们在服侍我们的时候，他们也在服侍你。哦，哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你。主，我们知道要下来，你要给我们的信息也一定是从你来的，是我们需要听的，是很重要的。哦，主，我们感谢你，我们的心向着你，我们要举手称颂你，赞美主。我们欢迎你来，我们欢迎你来。Welcome Jesus come. Hallelujah. 赞美主。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。
Well, you've heard from Malaysia and you've heard from San Francisco.
所以我们刚刚听到马来西亚来的丰莲牧师，还有旧金山来的郭牧师的分享。
Last night we had one of my favorite times of having communion was last night, Pastor Lin.
我最喜爱的是圣餐的聚会，昨天晚上林牧师也给我们分享。
I very much enjoyed the Lord's presence at the communion.
我非常的享受圣餐里主的同在。
Even though I'm online maybe five times a week.
虽然我一个礼拜五次上线。
We go to an assembly where they do the communion in 10 minutes.
我所在的教会，他们的圣餐聚会只有十分钟。
They say a prayer and they pass it out and they tell us to drink it and it's over.
他们就是祷告一下，然后把饼和杯分给大家，然后祷告一下就结束了。
So you can see that was a blessing to my husband and I.
所以昨天晚上的圣餐聚会对我的先生和我都是一个极大的祝福。
And for years here at camp, he's been asked to serve, help serve.
他在营地的这些年间，每次圣餐聚会都被要求来服侍圣饼杯。
And that was a joy to him.
对他来说，服侍是一个喜乐。
You want to say anything?
For many, 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 many years, chased after this world.
我很多年，花很多年时间追逐世界。我以为我会找到快乐，但我从来没有找到。有一些东西失落了，我想要跟世人一样。但到了一个地步，我再也不想要世界了，这世上的一切对我来说都没有吸引力。我发现世上的一切都不值得我追求。然后我遇到了我亲爱的太太。她爱神。我知道她爱神，因为我看到她，我听到她的分享，我看到她的生活。我以前被很多自称基督徒的人欺骗了。这一位美好的女士，神所赐给我的太太。一次又一次，我看到她爱神的心。甚至有一次，我问她：“你爱神比我爱我还多？”她说：“是的。”哦，我说我以为我才是那个最重要的。所以这些年间，我不断的来营地参加各种服事，但是神已经在我生命里做了很多，但他还有工作要做，他要除掉我的自己。我说主啊，我想要帮助你，但是主说不，你没有办法帮助我。神说，除非你走我的道路，要不然你或者走我的道路，或者走别的道路。神告诉我，如果你许可我做，我就会做。主说，如果你愿意谦卑自己，我就能做。但是我在空军里服务了二十多年，作为一个空军的将士很难谦卑下来，满了骄傲。当你不断的被升职，你一会儿变成有这个头衔那个头衔，是很难谦卑下来的，但实际上你一无所有。经历了很多的试炼和困难，神一直在对付。我有的时候也滑跌了，但是神说没有关系，我是你的盼望，我是你的力量。也许董弟兄可以来。
他原来是服侍那个在空军基地服侍了二十几年，然后人家问他说你现在做什么，他现在说是不是二十几年他在服侍神，不是在那个空军基地，而是在服侍神。然后他另外讲到有一点，就是说他很多时候有时候自己失败了，自己跌倒了，那感谢主，因为有主的保险是没有关系，我们就回到神面前来。因为他很想帮助神来去掉他的老自己，可是呢神说你帮不了我们，你只要让我来做就好了，你只要愿意来到我的面前让我来做，那就说我们就这样让他，让就是 乖乖的到神面前来等候他，让他来做，然后神就会渐渐就会来做成他的工作啊、不要抱怨，不要就碰到事情就顺服，就不用抱怨就好了啊、我想记我能记住的就这些。
还有就是承认了自己的罪，宝血洁净了以后就不要再提起来了。为着神感谢我美丽的太太。
People say I speak very slowly.
人们说我讲话很慢。
I learned in traveling with Pastor Chow. He spoke very rapidly.
我跟周牧师一起旅行，他讲话很快。
And I really admired the translators at Brother Yu's church.
我非常的羡慕在余弟兄的教会里有一位翻译。
They keep up with every word.
他可以把每一个词都给你跟上翻出来。
Just like our brother did now.
就好像我们的董弟兄一样。
The memory to retain that.
因为他的记忆力都把它保存下来了。
So, I have often had translators in Asia that were just learning.
而我在亚洲的翻译呢都还在见习阶段。
And I had to enunciate and speak. I remember in China in a factory, they said, you talk like our teacher.
然后我在亚洲讲话的时候，他们说你跟我们的老师讲话一样。
And sometimes I didn't have a translator at all. They didn't show up.
有的时候我就没有翻译，翻译就没有到场。
But the presence of the Lord was so wonderful. I didn't need it.
但主的同在是这样的美好，我不需要翻译。
Oh, it's so wonderful when Jesus comes in the midst.
当耶稣来到我们当中是多么的美好。
And we had that in our little prayer time this morning with Mercy speaking from Philippians.
今天早上早祷会我们跟志祥一起，我们有非常棒的时间。我们学习了腓立比书。
There was a phrase there, I think it was the second verse of chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第二节。
No, it was verse 1 of chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
The phrase stood out to me, the fellowship of the Spirit.
这节经文就跳出来在我的心里，圣灵里的交通。
Jim and I are of another nation, state, country.
Jim 弟兄跟我是从不同的国家来的。
We speak a different language.
我们说不同的语言。
And Catherine as well.
Catherine 姐妹也是美国的姐妹。
We may wear different clothes and we eat different food.
我跟你们穿不同样的衣服，我们吃不同的食物。
But it's so wonderful. We have this fellowship of the Spirit.
但何等的美好，我们在圣灵里有这样美好的交通。
The Spirit's in Fayyan.
在飞燕姐妹里面的圣灵。
I've only seen her a couple times in my life.
在我一生中只见过她几次。
But there's a unity of the Spirit.
但在我们当中有圣灵里的合一。
That's Christ within.
那是我们里面的基督。
And that's the way our team works. Pastor Ruth, Pastor Lin, Pastor Hong Leon, and also Pastor Lai.
这就是我们团队里的合作。包括郭牧师、林牧师、凤莲牧师，还有台湾的赖牧师。
And the same with the coordinators, they're my children.
包括我们的同工们，他们是我们的儿女。
And as they said, I think Mercy mentioned that they were not afraid of Pastor Chow.
我想芷祥提到过，他们不怕周牧师。
And they're not really afraid of me.
他们也不太怕我。
They often tell me what to do.
他们常常指示我做什么。
Especially one of them.
尤其其中的一位。
Not Alice.
不是圣秋。
She comes every time I call.
每一次我叫圣秋，她都会到。
But I was thinking of the Holy Spirit. He is a teacher.
但我想到我们的圣灵，他是一位老师。
We read that in John 16. Would you read 16?
Verse 1 to 6?
Oh, maybe then we'll read it. 16.
16章1到6节，我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。人要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候将到，凡杀你们的，就以为是侍奉神。他们这样行，是因未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。我将这事告诉你们，是叫你们到了时候，可以想起我对你们说过了。我起先没有将这事告诉你们，因为我与你们同在。现今，我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。
These are very sad words. He's going away, and they're going to be killed, and no wonder their hearts were sorrowful.
这些都是非常不好的消息，因为主耶稣要离开他们，主耶稣要被杀，他们满心忧愁。
Would you continue verse 7 through 12?
我们读第七节到十二节。然而，我将真情告诉你们。我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我；为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我；为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
14.
然后到14节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白或做进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要将将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
What came to me is that the Holy Spirit convicts us.
主向我显示的就是圣灵，他来了，要来光照我们。
When we begin to seek for Jesus, He shows us ourselves the way we really are.
当我们开始寻求耶稣的时候，他就向我们显示我们真实的光景。
And as my husband said, sometimes it's discouraging.
就像我先生刚才分享的。当我们看见这个光景的时候，是很令人灰心的。
You know, he was a master sergeant in the Air Force.
你知道他在空军里是一个有军衔的。
And sometimes for fun, I salute him.
有的时候我跟他开玩笑，我就跟他敬礼。
But I said, I haven't learned to click my heels yet.
但是我说我还没学会这样摆出这样的姿势。
Afraid I'll fall over.
因为我怕摔倒。
But he wanted so much to serve in the communion last night.
但昨天晚上他非常渴望能够服侍圣餐。
I was frightened to have him do it because he has a little problem with balance.
我有点担心让他来服侍圣餐，因为他平衡不太好。
But he said yes to Brother Jeff.
但他跟慧杰弟兄说他愿意。
And I told Sister Ruth, and she said, Martha, he said yes. He'll do all right.
我跟郭牧师说，他说如果他说了是，他会做得好。
And I couldn't see him from where I was sitting.But he told me later he had a little problem.
在我坐的地方，我没有看见他走路过来。但是后来他告诉我说，他其实服侍圣餐的时候有一点挑战。
You see, being a master sergeant, he always wants to do everything perfectly.
作为一个空军的将领，做每一件事他都盼望能够做得很完美。
And he has such a good eyesight. After the Air Force, he worked as the housekeeping executive director of housekeeping at a 700-bed hospital in Canada.
当他在空军服侍完以后，他在加拿大的一个酒店里，有700个床位的酒店里做管理人员。
He had 150 employees under him.
在他手下有150个职员。
Now he just has one.
现在他手下只有一个职员。
And he'll come in the kitchen and he'll see a little thread or something on the crumb on the floor. He reached down and picked it up.
当他来到厨房看到地上或者餐桌上有一个脏东西他就自己俯下身来把它捡起来。
He has such a good eye for detail.
他的视力很好眼光很锐利他能够看到任何细节。
When he was director of housekeeping, he'd come home and say,Well, I told those people on the G wing on the fifth floor, I walk through the hall and you've got bugs in the ceiling light.
他在那个酒店服侍完回头告诉我在那个酒店的某一个部分每建筑的某一个侧面在某一个房间的房顶上他看到了一点污点或者是什么缺点。
I didn't realize he has such an eye for detail.
所以我说他的眼光很锐利可以看到任何的缺点。
But last night when I got back to the room, like you said,
但昨天晚上回到房间以后，他说
he was discouraged.
他有点灰心。
He said, "Oh, I forgot to collect the empty cup."
他说，哦，我忘记把那些空的圣餐杯收集起来。
I said, "That's okay. Angus took care of it."
我说没关系，安格斯已经做了。
Angus saw they were still there, so he went back and he collected them.
因为安格斯看到那些空的杯子，他自己就自动的去做了。
I said, "God took it." He said, "But I messed up. I messed up."
然后他说，哦，我犯糟糕了。
And this morning I told him, I said, "That's all right. You didn't realize that when people were praying, Angus got up and he went." And collected all the empty cups.
我说没关系，因为人们都在祷告，你没有看到安格斯，他已经去把他们收集起来了。
But the little word that came to me this morning, and I said to him before we went to breakfast, that embarrassment is not a fruit of the Spirit.
但是今天早上神的经文来到我的心里，他说，感到尴尬不是圣灵的果子。
If it's not a fruit of the Spirit, what is it?
如果它不是圣灵的果子，那它是什么果子呢？
It's the fruit of our flesh.
那是我们肉体的果子。
Because we all want to make a good appearance, don't we?
因为我们都渴望表现得很完美，不是吗？
But my poor husband lives with a teacher.
我可怜的先生跟一位老师同住。
And then I take comfort that the Holy Spirit convicts, He teaches.
但是我很受安慰，因为圣灵他来光照我们，他教导我们。
See, the Holy Spirit Jesus gave us to correct us.
主耶稣把圣灵赐给我们来纠正我们。
And He wants us to see ourselves the way we really are.
他要我们看见我们自己真实的光景。
And the wonderful part about it,He saw my husband's heart.
但最棒的是圣灵看到我先生他的心。
The Lord sees our intentions.
主看的是我们的动机。
And other people may see our actions.
人们可能看到的是我们外在的行为。
Something may go wrong in a meeting and we look at that person.
如果聚会里有一些事情不对劲了，我们就是看那个人。
And you say, oh,Oh, he messed up.
你们会说，哦，他犯糟糕了。
But God sees the heart.
但神看的是他的心。
I had to repent this week.
这个礼拜我需要悔改。
I believe it was Saturday night.
相信是礼拜六晚上。
And it was before the prayer quiet time.
在我们安静等候之前的时间里。
And I stopped to greet Sister Catherine.
我去跟 Catherine 姐妹打招呼。
I've seen her in many meetings here and at Virginia as well.
我在营地的很多特会还有在 Virginia 的特会里都见到过
Catherine
姐妹。
Also in Maryland.
也在华美教会见到过她。
But her husband had said he caught something that I said about my mother attended the faith homes in 1936 for 4 years.
但他记得我说过，我的母亲在新型家庭参加过四年的新型家庭。
He said, "Oh, I didn't know that your mother went to the Judge Faith home and the Brooks, the, you know, Mrs. Robinson's work in Zion."
然后他说，哦，我不知道你母亲曾经去过罗宾森师母在西安城所建立的翟夫人的新型家庭。
It was the very year Mrs. Robinson passed away.
就在那一年，罗宾森师母去世了。
And my mother had only been saved 6 months.
我的母亲只待了六个月，没有待足六个月。
But the pastor in Ohio knew about the faith homes.
但俄亥俄州的牧师他知道新型家庭。
And he took her there, and she lived there 4 years.
他就把我的母亲带到新型家庭，在那里住了四年。
And later in life,Well, during that time, maybe some of you have heard me say this, but there was a missionary that had an orphanage in China that she was very impressed with.
但就在那段时间，在中国的国内有一个孤儿院，我的母亲就非常的感动，想要去。
And she desired to maybe go to China.
所以她很渴望去中国。
But the door was closed.
但神关了门。
And it was during the 40s, she came home and I was born.
那是1940年代，后来她回到家里，我就出生了。
My sister Mary and myself, Martha, just us two girls.
她只有两个女儿，我的姐姐玛丽亚，还有我马大。
But mother prayed a great deal about us, for us.
我的母亲为我们祷告了很多。
And one day the ministers from Zion,When I was 14, came to visit our home.
有一天，当我14岁的时候，我们的牧师为我们祷告。
And that's where I fell in love with the presence of the Lord.
在家里的聚会里，那一次我爱上了主的同
在。I didn't know what was going on, but I told Catherine it spoiled me for anything the world had to offer.
我当时并不知道发生了什么，但是就像我跟 Catherine 姐妹所说的，主的同在把我宠坏了，我再也不想要世界上的一切。
You know, our children could sense the presence.
你知道我们的儿女，他们能够感受到神的同在。
That was so peaceful and wonderful.
是这样的平安，这样的美好。
I was just 14, and it just, I call it, I'm addicted to the presence of the Lord.
那时候我只有14岁，我说我对神的同在上瘾了。
It's so precious, so precious.
是这样的宝贵。
And later my mother had what you call cell groups. Well, they called them tarrying meetings.
后来在我母亲的家里，他们就有等候神的聚会，你们称它为小组或细胞小组。
That's what the Zion Fellowship called them, waiting on the Lord. They were called tarrying. Because Jesus said, tarry until I come.
所以当时新型家庭就称这种聚会为等候聚会，因为主耶稣说你们要等候直到我再来。
No, that means stay still.
那就是他们要安静地坐在那里
Wait,
等候。
Or tarry.
或者等待。
And, actually, when I counted up, it was almost 50 years that mother had those meetings in our home as I grew up.
实际上我数了数，我的母亲在我的家里面举行了大概50年那样的聚会。
And when I was 18, the faith homes in Zion.
当我18岁的时候，在西安城的信心家庭里。
Opened their door for me to come.
他们开了门，我可以去那里。
And I spent about 8 years there.
我在那里又住了8年。
And how did the Lord speak to me? I was vacuuming in our house in Ohio.
当时神是怎么对我说话的呢？我在俄亥俄州正在吸地。
Some of my friends at school were going to college.
我的一些朋友他们去了大学。
We were a poor family, never thought of going to college, but what was I going to do now?
而我们的家比较贫穷，我们没有办法上大学，所以我跟神说，我现在该做什么呢？
And when I got into the dining room,All of a sudden, there was that cloud of his presence, and I was all alone.
当我进餐厅的时候，忽然间他的同在就覆庇下来。我当时只有一个人在那里。
And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you're to go to Zion.
主就对我说，你要去锡安城。
I was so excited, I started to cry.
我非常的兴奋，我就开始哭泣。
I had visited there on summer vacations.
在夏天的 假期里我去过贤城。
I fell in love with the teacher.
我爱上了那里的老师。
Mary Elizabeth was her name.
玛丽伊丽莎白是她的名字。
She was a lover of Jesus.
她是一个耶稣的爱人。
So gentle, so calm.
非常的温柔，非常的平静。
I couldn't wait for my mother to come home from work.
我等不及我的母亲从公司里下班。
I said, Mommy, Mommy, I have something to tell you.
我对她说，妈妈，妈妈，我有一些事要告诉你。
She said, I know you're going to Zion.
哦，母亲说，我知道你要去虔诚。
God spoke to her too.
神也对她说话了。
And so I packed my bags in September, away I went.
所以九月份的时候，我就打包去了虔诚。
It was a time of learning.
那是一个学习的阶段。
Now it all makes sense when I'm with you.
当我现在跟你们在一起的时候，我才发现那段的学习都是有意义的。
Because my first prayer I was given, Jesus, show me myself the way you see me.
因为当时他们教导我的第一个祷告就是耶稣，求你向我显示我真实的样子。
Maybe that was the second prayer. Probably the first one was, Jesus, I want to know you.
或者那个可能是第二个祷告，第一个祷告他们教我的就是耶稣，我渴望认识你。
But I remember the second part, show me myself the way you see me.
让我更多记得第二个祷告，向我显示我真实的样子。
And that's what this verse says in John. The Holy Spirit convinces us of sin.
那就是约翰福音里这段经文所说的，圣灵来了要光照我们。
We can't see it ourselves. We think we're pretty good. We've been a Christian. I was a Christian all since I was 5 or 6 years old.
我们自己没有办法看见自己，我们觉得自己还不错。我从四五岁开始就是基督徒。
I tried to obey my mother.
我竭力地顺服我的母亲。
If I didn't, she corrected me.
如果我没有顺服，我的母亲会纠正我。
But this was different. Seeing myself the way I really was, it was overwhelming.
但这是不一样的。如果看到我自己真实的光景，那会使我感到，难以接受。
And when I became discouraged, the Lord taught me through Miss Judd, praise the Lord.
当我感到灰心的时候，主就借着翟小姐教导我，你要来赞美神。
Turn your eyes on Jesus.
转眼仰望耶稣。
Look full in his wonderful face.
定睛注视他可爱的面容。
And so, she said, before you start praying, take the first 15 minutes of just praising him.
所以在你开始祷告前的15分钟就是花时间来赞美他。
And if he shows you someplace you fail,
如果他向你显示你一些失败的地方,
be glad.
你要欢喜。
Rejoice that he is doing that to change you.
你要高兴，因为他做这些是为了要改变你。
He's wanting to make you into a vessel unto honor.
他要把你制作成贵重的器皿。
And praise does wonderful things in our soul.
而赞美会在我们的灵魂里做奇妙的工作。
There have been wonderful praise times here, haven't they?
我们这几天在这里有非常美好的赞美的时刻。
The devil hates our praises.
魔鬼不喜欢我们赞美神。
If you want to get out of a dump or discouragement,
如果你想要从忧郁或者灰心绝望中走出来，你就要来赞美神。
The founder of this camp that you've heard about, Hans Wolfogel.
这个营地的创始人，你们都听说过吴老牧师。
He was connected to the faith homes in Zion, Illinois, at the same time my mother was there.
当我母亲在锡安城的信心家庭的时候，吴老牧师那时候也跟信心家庭有连接。
He was German and he was very, he had a very dark disposition.
他是一个德国人，他是有一个很忧郁的性情。
He came to dinner at the home where I had lived later, many years later.
后来他到我，很多年以后，他到我家里去。
He tells the story. My teacher's mother was the head at the table. The father had died. She was giving a word from the Lord at the table. You know, after the dinner, she'd come lay hands on people and they were getting such wonderful blessings.
他到了餐桌上，当时翟夫人在那里，就是翟小姐的母亲。如果他看到，翟夫人会按手在人的身上。
And he said to the Lord, "Is this real?"
哦，当乌老牧师看到翟夫人按手在别人身上的时候，他心里对神说：“这是真的吗
？”God, if this is really you,
他心里面说：“神啊，这真的是出于你的吗
？”Speak a strong word to me.
如果是真的，你就对我说严厉的话。
And the Lord was encouraging this one minister and that minister and the students.
当时主在透过翟夫人对每很多人说鼓励的话。
And Mrs. Judd laid hands on Hans Waldvogel, the Lord said,
而当翟夫人按手在吴老牧师身上的时候，神说，
If you don't get down, I'll kill you.
他说，如果你现在不下来，我要杀死你。
If you don't get down, I'm going to kill you.
如果你不下来，我要杀死你。
He loved Mrs. Judd.
乌老牧师爱翟夫人。
And she taught him how to praise in the victory.
翟夫人教导他怎样赞美进入得胜。
I can almost see him walking up the steps. You know, later, I mean, you know, from 1940, I was born a few years, you know how old I am now. My sister was born in 41 and I was born 43.
我的姐姐是1941年生的，我是1943年生的。
So、I celebrated my 80th birthday in January.
所以1月份我庆祝了我的80岁生日。
But I think I was probably about 30 when I was in the Judd Faith Home serving, and Hans Waldvogel came for dinner.
当我在新安城的新兴家庭的时候，我当时30岁，吴老牧师来。
Full of the Holy Spirit.
满了圣灵。
But before that, when my mother was there,
但在那之前，我母亲在那里。
Mrs. Judd taught him. He would come in the house and come up the steps to her office.
翟夫人教导他，他到星星家庭的时候，就去上楼到他的办公室里去。
Oh, she was a busy typist, typing letters to missionaries and ministers around the world.
翟夫人很忙碌，她在打字，敲打很多的信件给各地的牧者。
She told him, "Now, Hans, you walk back and forth in front of my office and praise the Lord."
她教导吴老牧师说 ，Hans, 你就在我的前，在我办公室前面走来走去的赞美。
If you've read his story, his arms felt like that heavy hams on him. He couldn't even lift them.
你们都读过他的故事。刚开始的时候，他的手臂非常的沉重，像火腿一样重，举不起来。
And he'd spend an hour doing that while she was busy with her own work.
当翟夫人忙着打字的时候，吴老牧师就走来走去的赞美神。
And the housekeeper that was there at that time told me, who was the cook when I was there, she said, "When Brother Hans came out of that room and down the steps,You hardly heard him. It was like a feather."
那里的厨师告诉我，当吴老牧师赞美神以后，他下楼的时候，你都没有办法听出他脚步的声音，他的脚步非常的轻快。
He was a big, heavy man. When he came up, they just.
他身体格很强壮，他上楼的时候脚步很沉重。
He broke through into a victory.
他突破进入得胜。
It was a glorious victory.
那是一个荣耀的得胜。
It wasn't somebody laying hands on him. It was obedience to praise the Lord.
不是借着别人给他按手，而是顺服神来赞美神。
No matter how discouraging, praise the Lord.
不管你多么的灰心，就是来赞美神。
And I could weep to think that this camp is a result of that victory.
我可以这样说，这个营地就是那个得胜所带来的果实。
He had a call to come to New York.
他被神呼召到纽约。
Just to fill in for some pastor.
来代替一些牧者的位置。
But when he got here, the pastor decided to quit.
但他到这里的时候，有一个牧师要辞职。
And God began to heal people in the church sitting in their seat.
他一到那里，神就开始医治那些会众席里的
incurable diseases.
有一些疾病是没有办法被医治的。
But obedience is so important.
所以顺服是这样的重要。
We need these victories in our life.
我们生命中需要这样的得胜。
We need to break through into the glory.
我们需要突破进入神的荣耀。
Jesus wants to kill this flesh.
因为神要致死我们里面的肉体。
Like you said, if you don't get down, he came down, he lived his life coming down under the mighty hand of God.
神说你要下来，所以他以他的生命谦卑下来，伏在神大能的手下。
And Christ took over.
基督就接管了。
Christ lived out his life within him.
基督在他里面活出他自己的生命。
He led him, he directed him, he came, they found this place. And like we heard, it's been here 77 years.
神带领他，引领他到了这个地方，买了这个营地，我们都听说他已经有77周年了。
To God be the glory.
荣耀归于神。
And there's something about this pulpit. You feel it?
Yes.
And you stand here, Pastor Ruth knows too.
还有关于这个讲台。
But the Spirit of the Lord is here.
关于这个讲台你们都感受到了。当你们来到这里的时候，主的灵在这里。
It's a sacred place.
这是一个圣地。
It's engraved on the pulpit.Holiness unto the Lord.
在讲台上刻着归耶和华为圣。
That's what God can do with somebody that's willing to be obedient.
那就是如果有人乐意顺服他，神可以所做的何等大的事。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。
That's why we're careful what we speak at this pulpit too.
所以当我们在这个讲台前讲话的时候，我们要何等的小心谨慎。
Holy unto the Lord.
归耶和华为圣。
Another co-worker that came from Zion was Gordon Gardner.
另外一位从锡安城出来的同工是贾德纳牧师。
Mrs. Gardner was at the faith homes the same years that my mother was.
贾德纳牧师在锡安城是跟我的母亲是同一年。
Only she was Carolyn Hofflander then.
当时 Carolyn Hofflander 也在那里。
Evelyn Oldfield is Evelyn Gillenberg. They were girls together, living faith-like. But my mother was the youngest, 16.
还有另外一些圣徒，我的母亲是最年轻的，16岁。
And the elder in charge used to call her Benjamin, because she's the youngest. And that was my testimony to Catherine's husband, Benjamin.
当时那里的长者称我的母亲为便雅敏，因为她在那里是最年轻的，所以我也跟班杰明弟兄这样的分享。
Oh, it's so wonderful that Jesus takes over.
何等的奇妙，耶稣接管了。
And we are greatly helped by the prayers that have gone on for months ahead of us.
在我们特会前几个月所进行的很多的祷告，是这样的帮助了我们。
There have been earnest prayers among the co-workers.
在我们的同工中有这样迫切的祷告。
Among the teachers.
在老师当中。
That God would manifest himself in our midst.
神要在我们的当中彰显他自己。
And he would accomplish his will.
他要完成他自己的旨意。
So we want to walk softly.
所以我们要小心谨慎地行在他面前。
In his presence, like you've been doing.
在他的同在里，正像你们已经做的。
I started to tell you, I got off track. I gave you the history. I wanted to tell you about my having to ask someone to forgive me.
我实际上想要分享，我需要请一个人来原谅我。
When Catherine's husband Ben mentioned, I didn't know your mother was in the faith home. I had to tell him this whole story.
当Benjamin 弟兄问我，跟我说，哦，我不知道你的母亲曾经去过锡安城的信心家庭，结果我就跟他讲了很多这些历史故事。
And when I finished, I realized people had already started to gather to wait on the Lord.
当我讲完了以后，我才意识到我们大家已经开始安静等候神了。
And actually, you're not supposed to talk in this meeting.
实际上在这个聚会中安静等候的时候你不应该讲话的。
They never, when you entered the door for the meeting, you didn't talk. If you had to talk to somebody, went off to the prayer room or outside.
当你进入这个会场的时候，要小心，不要随便讲话。
And we ask the ladies to wear decent apparel and the men as well. Our clothing, even, you know, the camp wanted us to be properly attired, not in our shorts and swimsuits.
我们营地也要求女士们有合宜的着装，我们要穿裙子而不是穿裤子。
Because they always consider this holy ground.
因为这里是圣地。
So we are careful to do that too.
所以我们要小心。
That's just a little history. But getting back to my talking to them, I was convicted later that here they were coming in to wait on the Lord, and I went in this long 20-minute talk on my mother's history, you know, the life. So I asked Catherine the other day, will she forgive me?
所以后来我意识到，我们来到这里，人们都在安静等候神。我却跟 Benjamin 讲了20分钟关于我母亲的历史，所以我后来就跟 Catherine 道歉。
And it stood out to me about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
神向我感动的是圣灵恩赐。
You know that last one says self-control.
圣灵的圣灵的果子，最后一个是节制。
Some people say, "Well, the Lord led me, and I couldn't do anything about it."
有人会说，是神这样带领我的，我必须得这样做。
But we need to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit and also respect other people.
但我们需要对圣灵的带领非常的敏锐，同时也要尊敬别人，照顾到别人的需要。
Testimonies are also a situation where we could go beyond, and I did go beyond.
当我们做见证的时候，常常会不太合宜，而我当时跟 Catherine 讲话的时候，也是超越了应当所讲的范围。
I think in that Philippians, another word came to me that we should be. Verse 4, let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but the interest of others.
腓立比书另外一节经文也非常的感动，就是个人，第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
It's so natural to think of ourselves.
很自然的，我们就会想到自己的事。
We were singing about idols.
我们刚才唱的诗歌提到偶像。
And the largest idol we can have is ourselves.
我们所有的最大的偶像就是自己。
That's why Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, deny yourself.
所以主耶稣说，你们若要跟从我，就要舍己。
If you come to follow me, the first requirement he gave was deny self.
主耶稣对我们所说的第一个要求，如果你要来跟从我，第一个要求就是要舍己。
The Holy Spirit himself is a gentleman.
圣灵他自己是一位绅士。
He's gentle.
他非常的温柔。
And he makes us considerate of other people.
他让我们都顾到别人的需要和感觉。
I told you that I'm a sharp shooter. I guess I get that from my mother. You know what a sharpshooter is? John, what's a sharpshooter? Well, my teacher was so gentle and so quiet. You've been here when Brother Gardner was director of camp. If something didn't go quite right in the meeting, he would correct it right away because he was so sensitive to what the Lord wanted in the meeting.
当贾丹纳牧师是这个营地的 director 的时候，他如果在聚会中有一些东西不对，他会直接的就指出来，很快的指出来。
And if you would, people didn't testify very much, they were afraid.
如果人们做见证不够
，We don't want you to be afraid.
人们可能会有一点胆怯，但我们不希望你们胆怯。
But I believe it was because he was so sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit.
但我相信那是因为他对圣灵的运行非常的敏锐。
We want to be sensitive.
我们也渴望敏锐。
And we want Jesus to have his way.
我们渴望耶稣能够按他自己的意思行。
That's why when I was talking so long to Catherine,
所以当我跟 Catherine 讲了很长的话,
the next day I felt convicted.
第二天我就蒙光照。
That I should have saved that sometime at the lunch table.
我应该分享那段是在餐桌上。
And once I got going, I told the whole story like I just told you.
但我当时有了机会就跟他讲了很长。
We need that sensitivity. Now my teacher would be very gentle to correct you.
我们需要那样的敏锐。我的老师纠正别人的时候是非常温柔的。
And you that are ministers, it's good to take your student apart.
你们作为牧者，你们把学员带到一边是很好的。
And speak to them.
在私下里跟他们讲话。
And that's what we do among our coordinators.
在我们同工之中也是这样做的。
We have those times. They corrected me this morning already, one of them.And so, if I wanted to correct them, we have that freedom among us.
如果我想要纠正他们也是这样，我们中间有这样的自由。
Because it's a sign of love.
因为这是一个爱的记号。
It's not to hurt you.
我们不是要伤害你。
It's to show our love for you.
是要把我们的爱显给你看。
And we all need to be learning.What we do in public.
要学习在公众前做。
I could say to be considerate of each other, to think of somebody. I could say it at the table. You could be considerate of others.
我们要照顾到别人。我们在当我们在餐桌上谈话的时候，要照顾到别人。
I don't know if it's just men or men and women, but. You know, you see there's six of you at the table.
我不知道是。
And Pastor Ruth said to me, there was only one piece of pie there or something. She said, oh, Martha, you have this.
在餐桌上公牧师看到只剩下一块甜点的时候他跟我说玛莎你来吃。
Or there's just a little bit of salad left, so we'll give that to Alice, maybe.
或者如果只剩下一点点的沙拉，我们就给别人。
Some people call that good manners.
有人说这是好的餐桌礼仪。
But it's really being thoughtful of other people.
但它实质上是关怀别人。
Now I haven't seen anything like that happen. I'm just using that as an example.
我只是把这个作为一个例子。
I think you're all.Very happy to eat what is given to you or have more.
我相信你们都很乐意。
It's just a sample of being considerate of one another when you're in a crowd.
就是在人群中要敏感，要敏锐到别人的需要。
Even among friends, don't be the only one talking.
即使在朋友之间也是，不要只是你一个人讲话。
That's why we teachers have wanted to be led by the Spirit, that we each have equal time at the pulpit.
所以我们的五位老师，我们都渴望被圣灵带领，所以在讲台前，我们的讲话的时间就是大概都是平均的。
So the main speaker when we were on our own was Malaysia, and then Pastor Ruth, and then Pastor Lin, and this is supposed to be the...I'm the fourth one of them all.
所以我们的讲员有从台湾来的林牧师，美国来的郭牧师，马来西亚来的凤莲牧师，我是第四位。
So I thought I would like to be your mother.
我愿意做你们的属灵的母亲。
That's what the girls call me, their mother.
同工们叫我是他们的母亲。
And give you heart-to-heart talk.
所以我们就心对心的交谈。
Express my love for you.
把我的爱跟你们表达出来。
Pastor Lin mentioned it to Brother Stephen that he knows I love the Chinese.
林牧师跟季斌丁说。
That's the way Stephen interpreted it.
林牧师跟季斌丁说， 我们知道你爱华人。
Pastor Lin asked if I would lead the worship that he knew my love for you.
林牧师说让我来带敬拜，因为他知道我爱你们。
The four are so, Pastor Lai included. Pastor Lai is very kind to me.
包括赖牧师在内，赖牧师对我非常的恩慈。
She writes to me and Ruby interprets it.
她给我写信，Ruby 给她翻译。
So we really are living as a team this way. We were wanting to be considerate.
所以我们实在是一个团队，我们都渴望能够顾念彼此。
The way it's expressed here is to esteem others better than yourself.
所以这个经文这里说要顾念别人的需要。
And look not only for your own interest, but the interest of others.
个人看别人比自己强，不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So I said to my Jeff and Jenny, I'd like to have them testify. And I must say, I said 5 or 10 minutes, and they kicked it to the dot. I watched the clock.
所以当我们跟何小静说你们来做见证的时候，我说只要5到10分钟，结果我看了表，恰恰好。
I don't mean to be a boss, but I'm a teacher.
我并不想要做老板，但是我是一位老师。
And I have been taught here too. If Brother Gardner were here, he would say, thank you very much for your testimony. Maybe you can continue it in the next meeting.
如果贾德纳牧师如果贾德纳牧师在这里，他会说
And that's why
谢谢你的见证，但是你下次再讲。
Everybody was shaking. I'm so sensitive. I'm a sensitive. That I would never get up.
我不会这样。
Unless the Lord pushed me to get up and testify.
除非主催促我这样做。
But when that happens in a meeting, like the Lord showed me about Catherine talking so long to her in this meeting.
但如果这些事在聚会里发生，就像我跟先生讲的太
多。Her husband stood there patiently listening.
而我的先生在那里非常忍耐地站在那里。
I wasn't being considerate of their desire to come and wait quiet on the Lord.
我当时没有顾念到他们需要他们的渴望来这里来安静等候。
And she smiled and forgave me.
但她就是微笑赦免了我。
So that's what I wanted to share with you.
所以这是我想要跟你们分享的。
Now what about if something does go not quite like you think it should go in a meeting?
但如果有人在聚会中不是像你所想要的方式表现出来的，该怎么办？
First, we did have a couple long testimonies this week already.
这个礼拜我们也已经有了几个非常长的见证。
But right away the Lord convicted me again by His Spirit.
但立即主就借着他的灵光照我。
That I was at the pulpit most of the time, I never explained to make it brief.
我在讲台上从来没有跟大家解释，告诉大家见证需要简短。
I was at fault.
所以是我的错。
I never said, you know, can you make it ten minutes if you testify?
我从来没有事先说过，当你做见证，可不可以只花十分钟？
So I'd ask the Lord forgive me.
所以我求主先来赦免我。
You can't expect children in your ministry to do what you haven't instructed them.
如果你没有教导你施工里的孩子，你没有办法期待他们这样做。
And then about the rest of us, you're in the meeting all the time. I was hoping this wasn't recorded, but they didn't. This is just a heart-to-heart talk this morning. Okay, you're in the meeting, and somebody gets up and they go on and on and on.
如果你在聚会中有人站起来就一直讲一直讲。
Maybe a couple, two or three did. But your business is to keep your eyes on Jesus.
而你要做的就是让你的眼目一直专注在耶稣身上。
We all, that's our responsibility, every one of us.
这是我们每一个人的责任。
Don't say, oh no, or I'm going to leave.
不要说哦，太糟糕了，我要离开了。
No.We each have a responsibility, what we sang tonight, this morning. Turn your eyes on Jesus.
我们每一个人都有责任，就像我们今天早上唱的诗歌一样，转眼仰望耶稣。
And also about leaving a meeting, Sister Caroline Gardner used to say, you know, the best happens at the end.
当离开聚会的时候也是一样，贾德纳牧师的师母这样教导说，最好的酒在最后面。
I told you I'm an addict for his presence.
我跟你们说过，我对他的同在上
瘾。And we've been so busy when we work. I worked here all summer. Jim and I worked the whole summer.
Jim 和我在整个暑假都在这里。
And you're tired. The staff have to stay maybe 15 minutes in those days.Be tired, but I'd stay anyway.
那时候的服务人员可能只会后只停留大概15分钟，但是我会停留很长时间。
I was almost the one left to turn the lights off.
我总是最后一个来关灯的。
And then some would go, and then some more would go, and then over here some more would go, until there may be just 8 or 10 of us. And I believe that was...And Sister Caroline said, you know, heaven came down. Heaven came down. There was such power and glory you couldn't move. So, I don't mean we have to stay late. I'm just telling you experiences that have happened. If you kept your eyes on the Lord, you're really hungry for Him, and you stayed behind when others leave, that's all right.I mean, we've got staff here that work from morning to night. You don't realize what it takes to make your dinner, to clean up your dishes, to empty the garbage. There's a ton of work going on.
如果你能够留下来，你这样的渴慕，常常神的同在就这样的奇妙的下来。所以我想说的就是你，如果你愿意，你可以停留下来，因为你不知道我们坐在这里有多少人花了多大的代价为我们做晚餐，为我们清理房间。
But if the Lord leads you, just stay, you stay.
所以主耶稣就降临，当你留在这里的时候。
And He gives us fresh life.
他给我们新鲜的生命。
Oh, Jesus, we thank you.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're considering us at all times.
主，你时时都在顾念我们。
Your eyes are always upon us.
你的眼目一直在我们的身上。
You want to free us from self-absorption.
你要释放我们脱离己。
You want to change our hearts.
你要改变我们的心。
You want to open our eyes.
你要开我们的眼睛。
To see the needs of those others at the table.
看到餐桌上别人的需要。
Someone that seems to be shy, ask them what they have to say.
有些人看起来很害羞，你可以跟他问他们，他们有什么要分享的。
Take a look at the table. My teacher was so... She was a hostess at every meal, and she watched every plate. Who was missing this? She could pass that to them, pass that. Maybe there were 14 of us at one table.
我的老师在餐桌上非常顾念每个人的需要。他看看每个人的盘子，他需要什么。有的时候一个餐桌上有十几个人。
Open our eyes, Lord. Let them be your eyes.
主开我们的眼睛，让我们的眼睛就是你的眼睛。
Look through us.
你透过我们来看。
Show us the need of someone around us.
让我们看到我们身边别人的需要。
Let us consider others better than ourselves.
让我们顾念别人超过自己。
And when we're discouraged, help us to reach out to somebody to witness to of your goodness.
当我们灰心的时候，我们可以去接触到别人，他们可以向我们做见证，你是何等的美好。
when we feel embarrassed, help us to realize it's not a fruit of your spirit.
当我们感到尴尬的时候，让我们知道那不是圣灵的果子。
Your spirit looks into our heart and sees our intention.
你的圣灵注视到我们的内心，看到我们实在的动机。
And when you correct us, it's to do us good.
当你纠正我们的时候，是为了我们的好处。
Oh, how thankful we are you convicted Hans Wolfogel as a young man.
我们何等的感恩，吴老牧师年轻的时候你光照了他。
You gave him that strong word that if he didn't come down at your feet in humility, you were going to kill him.
你给他这样严厉的话语，如果他不在你的脚前谦卑下来，你就要致死他。
You gave him what he asked for.
你赐给了他所求的。
And he gave you what you asked for.
他也给了你你所要的。
You made him a man of praise.
你使他成为了一个赞美的人。
You made him a man of glory.
使他成为一个荣耀的人。
He walked in you. He talked in you.
他在你里面行走，在你里面说话。
He loved through you.
他透过你来爱。
And you have blessed this camp with your presence because of it.
因为这样你就祝福了这个营地与你的同在祝福了
Live out your life within us, Lord
主在我们里面活出你自己
And all things have your way
在一切事上凭你意行
Whether it's walking with a friend or eating with a friend
不管是跟朋友走路谈话
Or glorifying you in a meeting
或者在餐桌上或者在聚会里面荣耀你的名
Let all we do and all we say glorify you
让我们所做所说的一切都是来荣耀你
In Jesus' name, Amen
奉耶稣的名 Amen 我为你们唱
主花在我心主花在我心Oh, heard in 奇妙救恩基督我在我心
你 better hear
我在我心